This episode is brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. When you partner with Home Team, you're getting more than a home inspection. You're delivering the home team experience. With a team approach, fast turnarounds, and package options that include home inspection warranties, Home Team helps real estate pros stand out. Plus, many locations now offer pay at close, giving your clients flexibility when they need it most. Schedule your next inspection with confidence at HomeTeam.com.
My number one value is empowerment. And empowerment to me is a spiritual journey of helping others get what they're supposed to get because I feel like that's my purpose. And so being a part of the Market Center and being in leadership opportunities, I get to fulfill that number one value at a high level.
Hey friends, it's Julia Lachey, and you have tuned in for another exciting, great, informational, transformative conversation on the Color of Money podcast. I am joined by my co-host, Uncle Emrick Peace, and today we have a special guest named Shaq McCray. I'm going to let Shaq introduce himself to you, but I am going to tell you what we're going to talk about. As you all know, and we say frequently, we've got four different pillars that we often talk about on this podcast. We talk about real estate sales, we talk about leadership, we talk about development, we talk about wealth building. Shaq is going to talk to us today a little bit about his real estate team. He is an agent with a mega agent team. He's been licensed for over 10 years, and he's got a story and a journey of his journey to certain leadership roles, journey into leadership. And if you know anything about KW Next Gen, I guess I would call you, Shaq, one of the poster childs of KW Next Gen, because they've got videos about Shaq. They've got stories about Shaq, of how he has created a life by design, and their words, created the life he desires. So Shaq, welcome to the show. Introduce yourself.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on here with both of you guys. I mean, I look at you guys as KW legends. And so thank you so much for having me into your space. I got into the industry 10 years ago, really got introduced to Keller Williams through my mentor, John Newman, who came to Towson University to just speak to the real estate club that I had co-founded. And when he got there, it was like one of those things, like, you know, you meet a person and you're just like, man, I got to stay connected to this person. So we had a lot of guests come in and speak and just be a part of the club. But getting to connect with John was special. I think that when he came back every semester, he was somebody that all of us really looked forward to connecting with. So, you know, when I graduated from Towson, I kind of felt empty. I was doing all these things. I worked a full-time job all the way through, you know, 60 hours a week doing that. I was taking 4 or 5, you know, 400 level classes and pledging a fraternity and starting the real estate club. And then it just stopped. And then I was just kind of like in a space where I was working. And so from there, John kind of just, he brought me in. He said, hey, you know, I think that like you might be good at this. And, you know, initially I thought, you know, maybe I make some, you know, a little bit of money on the side. And then I realized what a huge opportunity real estate really had to offer. So that was my start. I think that those initial meetings, he really talked to us about the concepts of Quantum Leap, where, you know, we came and we really wanted to learn about real estate, but he was teaching us that there was a bigger message. There was something more to take from that.
So what is that for people who don't know what Quantum Leap is? What are the concepts of Quantum Leap? What are you talking about?
Yeah. So Quantum Leap was written by Gary Keller, who's the co-founder of Keller Williams. And it was really a bunch of models about how to be a successful person. That's what it means to me. Like, how do you implement the models and mindsets to be a successful person? And I got that early, and I really got to grow up in this company with that over the last 10 years. And so just being committed to walking that path, I think, has really given me all the opportunities that I had so far in this company.
Are you an instructor? Do you teach Quantum Leap for young adults?
I do. Yep. I taught 5 events last year, and I got a goal for 12 this year.
5 events. Okay, I want to talk about that since we've got 3 Quantum Leap instructors on the call. Particularly, I'd love to talk about getting that content out to our communities. Talk to me a little about why you did 5, how you did 5, how you're going to do 12, why you did 12.
The goal last year was just 1 a quarter. And so they were kind of stretched out. I taught 1 out of state, and then the rest were, you know, just local. And for me, it's really about giving people the same opportunities that I was afforded with the information. Because for me growing up, I think that And I had a stepfather, but like missing my father for like a certain amount of time in my life, I feel like I was always looking for, you know, like what is the role model? Like, how do I become successful? I lived in all different types of areas. We moved, you know, really often. And I just think that like growing up, I was always searching for like, how do I make something of myself? And I think that the models from Quantum Leap brought a lot of clarity to me. And so I wanted to be able to share that with other people. So again, last year, the goal was 4, but this year it's 12.
All right. And so what are those concepts that you teach to the young people? What do they learn in your classes when you're teaching Quantum Leap for young adults?
Yep. So Quantum Leap for young adults is split up into a couple different sections. The first one is really about mindset and how do you approach business and life with the proper mindset. The next section is more about how do you use the tools? What does your network look like? So how do you set up a successful business plan based off of the mission statement that you have in life, right? Connecting like an actual life purpose to your business, it keeps your energy high level. And then the last section, I think there's 4 sections, so I'm merging a couple of them in my mind, but the last section is about wealth building, right? So talking about how do you become a financially wealthy person? And to me, what that means is how do you fund your life purpose through the passive income that you create through your business opportunities?
And Unc, you also teach this Quantum Leap for, well, have you started teaching it yet? I know that you are very involved with KW Next Gen, but have you started teaching the Quantum Leap materials?
I'm teaching my first materials this year. I have a proposal out to teach it in about 5 different regions for 100 Black men, because that's my main focus is just youth. And I'm super excited about it. And I got plugged in because I was already mentoring the youth. And this is just an opportunity to give them some information that we typically don't get in the Black community, and particularly present it this way. Matter of fact, no community, it doesn't matter, Black, white,
right.
We don't get this information in any community, and particularly not in our community. So for me, it was just the whole drive and idea of how do I help teach success principles and life skills to a group of young folks who, in all probability, they will not get this information. How do they do a business plan? I mean, how do they plan a GPS? How do they do a 135? How do they do a 411? How do they do goal setting?
And an ABC and a 1-2-3 and a...
Yeah, you know, yeah. You know, it's like, come on, what's your goal? What's your mission? Yeah. Let's put these things on paper so we can increase the probability of success for these young folks. And adults likewise.
Yeah. So walk us through, Shaq. You were saying, so you were involved in this. You met John Newman. He mentored you. He said, you can do this. You can sell real estate. And you started selling real estate. Walk us through the journey of how you got to where you're at now.
Yeah. So it was hard in the beginning. Like for me, like it was difficult just balancing the full-time job with being an agent. And so I came in and I met with John. I think that I made a stop to like Primerica or something before that. I was thinking about selling insurance and John's like, just hang out, just come in and hang out. So I'm like, okay, I'll come in and hang out. And so in the beginning, he was really just teaching me some basics. He taught me how to run comps. John's business was really investor heavy at that point. So I was learning how to put together comparable properties, how to search for investments on the MLS. And back then, there were a lot more that you could just like find. I think the market's changed a lot. And so I was able to like within the first couple months, get like 3 or 4 deals under contract, just using the time that I had, you know, at night to search for deals on the MLS. And that kind of started to snowball a little bit because I think that once people that I knew started to see that I had some production, then they started to trust me a little bit more. So I started to get some more engagement from my sphere. All of the campaigning that I did at Towson about the real estate club started to pay off because I think that people just thought about me in general when they thought about real estate. And so I was able to start building my transaction count from there.
That's interesting because you just made that statement. When people thought of real estate, they thought of you. And that's what this business is really about. It's about capturing mind share. You know, your success is directly proportional to the number of people. When they think of real estate, they think of you. And it's interesting that you started that journey from college. That's powerful. That's a success principle in and of itself.
At what point did you start a team?
So I actually took over John's team. So we had an agreement and I bought into the team. This was maybe 2 or 3 years ago now. And it really started with production. And I think it was actually still the journey of Quantum Leap where I did a lot of transactions. I actually was able to win NAR 30 under 30. And I think that year on paper, I sold 49 transactions, but I also had some deals with like investors and stuff. So I sold a lot of houses that year. And I think at the end of it, like when I got the award, it's something I had pushed for the year before, but I feel like it's something that I was pushing for how it looked to other people. And so that really sat on me once I got it. I was like, man, I don't really care about this as much as I really thought that I did. But what I really did enjoy at the time was working with some of the newer agents that were coming on to be a part of the team. And so I started to lean further into that, right? Just that journey.
Wait a minute. You aspired to be a 30 under 30. You were working towards that. And then when you got it, you were like, nah.
He thought he was going to get some money for it. No, but get some money for 30 under 30. There ain't no money.
I think it's really because like I thought, okay, I get this award and then like it would show other people that I was doing well in the industry, which I thought, okay, this is going to bring me additional referrals. And so I think that I set.
So you're right, Emmerich. So you were right. Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, he thought he's going to get some money.
I think it was an outward focus, though. And so, like, when I got it, it really didn't mean as much to me because it, like, it did happen, right? People were like, oh, man, you're doing so great and all this stuff. But I felt like I was that person on the way to, like, it actually being announced, right? It was a production from the previous year. So I'd already started to build up the habits and do the things. It was like, okay, now there's recognition for this thing. But it didn't really mean as much to me, like, once I got it. And then from there, I think I really started to ask myself, like, you know, the Quantum Leap question of, like, what are you mastering? Like, what do I want to be in self-mastery around? And I really enjoyed working with those other agents at that time. And so I started reaching more into the coaching, the leadership box of things and focusing a little bit less of, like, my energy on the sales and a little bit more of developing the team. We started to move into expansion. So I moved into an office that was 30 minutes away from where our Millersville office is. And right around the same time, Jonna started to push more towards that leadership path. And so I think that he started to look at it and say he didn't really have the time or the energy to focus fully on the team. And so we started to open up that conversation. Then John became area director and then he really didn't have the time. And so it worked out with me taking over the team at that point.
Okay, so you took over the team and somehow that evolved into you becoming a team leader for the entire market center?
Yep. So just continuing to walk forward into the next opportunity. I think that the thought that I had in my mind when, again, this was like a year in advance. So I met with my OP and I told her, hey, you know, I'm thinking about potentially looking more into the opportunity of being a team leader. And so there was about a year gap between having that original conversation and me actually becoming the team leader. And so I started with like, you know, just some career nights and I started, you know, just more consulting with agents, starting to teach more classes. And for me, I think the mindset was the four boxes in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, where it's like, okay, you got employee, you got self-employed, you have business owner and you have investor. I remember reading in the book that when you take a job as an employee, you do it so that you're opened up to more education. You're opened up to a bigger opportunity to expand your thinking. And so to me, that's what team leader was. It was an opportunity to do all the things that you do inside of a real estate team, but really at a larger scale to consult with, you know, bigger agents and to really just grow into the next phase of who I think I'm becoming.
With that in mind, has that been your experience?
Team leader is tough. It is really tough. There's a lot to learn and I'm enjoying it so much. I mean, really just going into my second year being a team leader, I think that it's giving me the opportunity to like see the whole year because it comes so quick, right? It's like you look up and it's family reunion and then you look up and you're a quarter of the way through the year. Then you look up and like mega camps around the corner and you're meeting with agents quarterly. Like there's the whole thing, right? And I think that in the first year, for me, it happened really fast. This year, you know, I feel like I have my bearings. I feel like I can find the ground in what's happening. And so I'm excited about what's coming up this year.
Home Team Inspection Service is changing the way agents and clients experience home inspections. Their team-based model, streamlined scheduling, and bundled packages, including home inspection warranties, make the process smoother from contract to closing. And with Pay at Close available in many locations, you can give your buyers more peace of mind with less upfront cost. Choose the team that works with yours. Visit HomeTeam.com to learn more. Shaq, you said it was tough. What was specifically tough about it? I understand you saying that there was like time, there was a lot going on, right? But did you find like internal challenges of things that made you feel like it was tough? And then I also would like to highlight the fact that you said it's really tough and I'm enjoying it. Like, what about this growth journey or the tough part are you enjoying and what was tough?
I think mostly the time management piece of it, like that was number one. I can put that at the top. I think today we have 413 agents inside of our market center. So the top 20% in there, that's roughly 80 people. And, you know, going into that first year, I wanted all of the agents to feel like I was growing through the market center and I wasn't growing around the market center. So to me, what that means is actually develop relationships with them, learn what their business is, understand how I can help them, and understand where I needed to get better to be able to help them. It was just a lot, to be honest, like, and super transparent. It was a lot to get up to speed with that opportunity. Then to answer your second question, I'm always pursuing the highest version of myself. I'm always trying to be the best. I'm always trying to reach towards what's next for me. And I want to make sure that I'm doing that in a way where it's along the path of mastery, right? So I'm not trying to learn a bunch of different things. I'm trying to figure out, okay, what are the 2 to 3 things that I can focus on becoming expert in where I can really make an impact on any community that I'm a part of?
That's admirable. That's commendable because so many times, you know, people come into spaces and they want to do everything. They want to do 10 things well and they end up working on 10 things well and nothing really works well at all. And they find themselves out of that role as the team leader because they never honed their skill and mastered their craft in, you know, those core 3 or 4 things, which are really key. And so, like, in that space as the team leader, so you've been the team leader of a team. So if they're those who are not Keller Williams, you are a team leader of a mega sales team. And then you're also the team leader of a market center.
Which is a franchise. Yeah.
Which is a franchise.
Yeah.
And so in these places of leadership, what's the most rewarding part about being a leader?
My number one value is empowerment. And empowerment to me is a spiritual journey of helping others get what they're supposed to get because I feel like that's my purpose. And so being a part of the market center and being in leadership opportunities, I get to fulfill that number one value at a high level. It's the same thing that I get from Quantum Leap, right? It's the same thing I get from QL. It's being able to empower other people. It does something for me.
And it seems like you do well with that strategy, that theory, that concept of that's how you want to live your life through service, right? Through servant leadership. And it seems, and I mean, that you're rather successful, of course, depending on what successful means to you. For that same level of servant leadership and contribution, how do you see that operating or working in the larger scale of things as we talk about our communities as a whole? As I mentioned, this podcast is about wealth creation, helping people build generational wealth specifically. Given the way that you approach life, your approach to life, your servant leadership style, how can you take that into helping everyone that you encounter in your market center, in your team, in your neighborhood, in your community, kind of start focusing on generational wealth? Where does that come in the conversation at?
Yeah, so generational wealth to me is built off of very basic principles, and then you kind of grow what you bring in the next level of that from there. And so I think that Quantum Leap for me is my way of doing that. The communities are impacted through Quantum Leap when I'm able to connect with schools and I'm able to connect with people that really are the target age range between 18 and 29. So I envision that everywhere from my high school to the college that I graduated from, again, like through like everything that I came from, right? So like the path that I walk, like I envision, I want to go back and I want to impact my high school. I want to impact fraternities. I want to impact at the college level. And so to connect with the community, I really see it through Quantum Leap and just again, mastery of those concepts and my delivery and my ability to just be able to connect with the people that show up there.
And you both have mentioned something. You know, you started this conversation by talking about John Newman as your mentor. And ultimately, what you're doing is being a mentor for hundreds of other people as well through Quantum Leap, through your mentorship to the agents in your market center. Emmerich, you also mentioned being a mentor to the young men that you mentor. That level of leadership. Talk to me a little bit about how important the mentorship leadership is specifically for other young men like yourself. So I'm interested in hearing from both of you about why you invest that energy in your servant leadership, because there's all kinds of leadership. I feel like there's tons of different kinds of leadership and tons of reasons people take leadership roles, but the both of you are doing it with such a servant's heart, right? And wanting to mentor people. I don't even know what my question really is, but I just want to hear you talk about it more, about the mentorship that you all do. Yeah.
Being involved, engaged with the 100 Black Men, it's about what they see is what they'll be. It's about the community. It's about serving the people who are in a community, and most of them are disadvantaged communities. However, we have youth from single parent households, dual parent households, adoptive households. We have youth of different ethnic backgrounds. And however, our primary focus are the young Black youth just because of the community, but we have all kinds of people living in that community and we service all of them. One of the big things, and the reason why I do it, is because somebody has to replace me. I have to start working on my replacement right now. And then somebody has to take care of me. I'm getting a little more mature now. You know, I'm past 60. So, and you know, the whole idea is that our youth in this day and time, they require additional support. What they get at home is really not enough, because what they get at home is one thing. What they get from a structured group and organization is something different, because we're combating a different type. I'm going to say it for lack of better term. We're combating a different type of evil in this day and time. The assault on our youth from the internet is crazy. The internet has a lot of times more influence than the parents.
Definitely.
And then the household. And so as a community, when we can come together and we can pour into the youth inside the household, outside the household, we can pour into the youth about being a business person, about finances, about leadership. Those things are important because we're building a community that, quite frankly, just does not exist as it did before. It takes a village to raise a child. And I've always wanted to be a part of that village, because I had it just to a lot lesser degree. And the things that I'm doing at this point in my life, they just really weren't available to me. And I just want to make sure that I do my part in empowering youth as much as possible. And I'm pouring back in, because I've been blessed. I've been blessed in this life, and I want to be a blessing to others.
That's awesome.
So that's why I do it.
Check, why do you do it?
I think for me that at every stage of my life, there has been somebody there that has supported me, that, you know, I was able to ask questions to, that have guided me. Really, I want to be able to get that back. I'm the oldest of 7. And so I think that that came up just around like being around adults, you know what I mean? And just hearing their stories and just learning a lot from, you know, their wisdom and their experiences. And so I always wanted to set up a life where I was going to be proud of how I approached it every day at the end of my life, right? And I believe that God's divine plan, where it's whatever I'm going to have at the end of my life, I'm going to have. But I focus more on, you know, who am I being every day? Like, mm-hmm. Who am I being? Who do I want to be? How do I show up as the highest version of myself? And I let that dictate what I do. And I'm going to have what I'm supposed to have from that. And so just being able to decide who I want to be and connecting, you know, with the youth and connecting with sometimes not the youth, right? Because I think we mentioned like sometimes like adults need these conversations as well. And I think that that's why I do it. I just wake up every day and decide who I want to be.
So if I'm listening to this and I'm looking at you all and I'm saying, I want to go into real estate and sell a lot of houses. I want to be 30 under 30. And by the way, it takes a lot to get to 30 under 30. Everybody doesn't qualify for 30 under 30.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. He just kind of sort of glossed over it.
Yes.
Like 30 under 30 is like, there's 1,400,000 real estate agents and probably 400,000 or 500,000 of them are under 30.
So there are a lot of people who, like you initially, aspire, like, they're like, man, if I could be named 30 under 30, their whole life's dream would be made. That in itself is a big deal. So there are people who are listening that aspire to be Shaq. They want to be 30 under 30. They want to lead a mega team. They want to get into real estate and do well. So there are people right now aspiring to be like Shaq McRae. What would you tell them the first step in a journey like yours would be, Shaq?
I would say get to Quantum Leap and decide what your life is about, right? Decide like your mission statement, what your life is about, what is it that you're good at, then put together the plan on how to do it. I would find a mentor quickly. And a mentor is just, to me, someone that you can model, someone that has a level of success that you aspire to have, that's willing to teach you some things. I think that there's a give and take relationship in mentorship. So it's not always ask, it's, you know, find someone that you could add value to, but also has what you have and what you want to model. And then the last step, I would say just like wake up every day with that as your initial focus. You don't have to be laser focused all day, every day. But I think that, you know, to get anywhere, it requires consistency. I mean, it requires you to show up to what you said that you wanted.
And so if someone says, well, I'd like to mentor people, but I don't know if I'm qualified, and this question can be for both of you, what would qualify someone to serve as that mentor? You said, get you a mentor. I guess where I'm going with this is sometimes people show up to things on their own and they do things on their own, and they should be bringing someone with them. They should be, you said, find someone willing. A lot of people have a hard time, Emmerich, finding somebody willing to mentor them. And I think it's not because there's people who wouldn't do it. I don't know that everybody feels like they're qualified to do it, even when they are. So what qualifies someone to be a mentor?
It would depend on what a person is looking for from a mentor. That's one part. The other part is that if you're traveling down a path, and I'm going from a positive mentor, because a mentor can be positive and not so positive. I'm traveling down a positive path. If you are a person who exhibited positive traits and talents, and you believe that your influence can help someone else raise their level of confidence, competence, and social order, then you can be a mentor because you can pour into other people to make their life better. And that's what this is really about. Being a mentor is about helping someone else get to a better place in their life. And we all have positive attributes that we can mentor someone on something. We can't mentor people on everything. We can all mentor someone on something. So just reach out and just be a positive influence and be impactful in the confidence and competence of another person.
So I think that in order to want to mentor other people, I think that you should be valid in whatever it is that you're mentored in. I mean, obviously, that's more about your belief, but like, I wouldn't try to mentor somebody to do something that I haven't done yet. I think that's the part of mentorship,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I think that you can coach them and you can help ask them questions to help move them closer to their path. But I think mentorship is more, you've done it before. I think the other way around, though, like when you're looking for a mentor again, I think Quantum Leap teaches this. It's who do you determine wealth for? And I think that that's such an important question, right? Because like, if I didn't pick John Newman and I picked somebody else, I don't think that my life would be the same as it is today.
That's important. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're choosing who you're determining wealth for, you want to just really make sure that you're aligned with the values of that person, right? To make sure that you're getting what you want in the right way, and then just trust them to lead you the right way.
That's awesome. That's powerful. I guess I just want to end this with saying, one, thank you for being you. Super proud to know you, super proud of you. And what if you haven't learned anything, friends, from this, I hope you have learned. Shaq has said it 100 times. KW Next Gen, Quantum Leap for Young Adults. Get in the room. He's going to teach it 12 times this year. Unc is going to teach it this year too. And so am I. So if nothing else, the power of KW Next Gen and that Quantum Leap curriculum. Shaq, what would you want our listeners to leave the conversation with you knowing? What's one thing you want to make sure that they know?
To the point of KW Next Gen, from just taking the class, from just showing up and taking the class, you potentially qualify to get 6 free coaching sessions with a MAPS coach. who will help you put together your plan to achieve whatever you set out for, whatever your mission is. And then after you finish those 6 free coaching sessions, you're eligible for up to $10,000 worth of scholarship money. And so it's a huge opportunity to not only get the information, but to also fund your journey towards that mission. And so I think that that's great for them to know. And then just like on a more personal level, just it's never that serious, right? And wherever you are today, just be grateful for all of the things, positive and negative, that helped you get there, and just approach every day one day at a time.
We're here to support each other. KWNextGen.org. And you can get all the information on Quantum Leap and KW Next Gen.
And in the show notes, you can also figure out how to reach Shaq in case you want him to be your mentor. But Shaq, thank you so much for joining us today. Imric, thank you for being my co-host today. And thank you all for tuning in to another fabulous episode of The Color of Money podcast. We'll catch you next week.
Follow The Color of Money podcast today and get notified when new episodes are released weekly.
Be part of this transformative listening experience.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.